Once again, Duke Dance, Dal Erickson with you live in studio today, and transitioning to Cowboy football as they are in their spring training. And Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. He's on the air with us this morning. Hey, Cody, how are you today?
Doing great, fellas. It's opening day of baseball season. I'm doing fantastic.
That it is. Got
Cowboy football. Life is good.
Cody, you're a big Phillies fan. I know you'll be watching. You'll be watching that game. Good luck to them. I hope they win for you.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. My wife was kind of bummed I put our 4-month-old in a 24-month Philly shirt because it's the only one she has, but she's wearing it, damn it.
I love it.
Well, Cody, you've obviously a lot of our Wyoming fans already are very familiar with what you're doing, your work at 7220sports.com, which has been a fantastic addition to the state of Wyoming the last couple of years. But spring football underway, and you've had a chance to kind of delve into some of the happenings there in Laramie. What's been some of the things that you've come away with so far?
Well, I got to tell you, and you guys know best, you know, we've been in the media for a long time, and these last couple of years, because of the pandemic, everything's been over Zoom, and I feel like I missed an entire class of Wyoming football players because we haven't been able to meet them face to face. So, honestly, Dahl, this month, I'm kind of taking it all in and meeting some guys, honestly, for the first time. And I've had a really good opportunity to meet these guys and get to know their stories and, you know, kind of be face to face with them for the first time ever. And, this is a young group. Last year we went into spring kind of knowing almost every position was already spoken for. And this year, really, there's maybe three. So storylines galore with these guys. They only have four seniors listed on the roster all the way around when last year they had, you know, seniors coming out of their ears. And, you know, people might not be as optimistic about wins and losses, but I tell you what, all the new blood in the program stuff, it's a lot of fun to see all these young guys, and you know how that competition is just going to breed. So, you know, it's going to be people battling it out, players battling it out, young guys, you know, you don't know who these young guys are until you actually see them play. And I think about 2019, nobody knew who Xavion Valade was. Nobody knew who Chad Muma was. You know, we finally got to see those dudes, and that's what this year, you know, in my opinion, could really happen week in and week out with these youngsters. So I'm really excited about it.
Cody, you alluded to the quarterback battle. Let's talk about that. Who's out there in Laramie in the hunt for that position? What have you seen so far?
Well, seen is quite the word there, Duke. We only get to see 20 minutes of practice, and it's a lot of stretching, so that's unfortunate. But from what we are hearing, you know, it sounds like it's a two-horse race right now between Andrew Peasley, the Utah State transfer. He has 18 games under his belt. And then, honestly, I think it's Hank Gibbs. And he's a guy who's been on campus for a couple of years, a former preferred walk-on from Fayetteville, Arkansas, whose dad actually played at Wyoming. Craig Bull has always alluded to Hank Gibbs, and you always thought that was kind of weird. And now you're starting to see the other players are alluding to him all the time and talking about him. The other coaches are talking about him. So it kind of sounds like it's a two-horse race, but you also have Jaden Clemens in there, who was a nice scout team quarterback last year, and his teammates seem to really like him, and they talk a lot about his athleticism. And you also have Gavin Bierup, who's the only other quarterback on this roster who has taken a snap at the Division I level, albeit only, you know, I believe 17 pass attempts, and that was 2 years ago during the six-game pandemic shortened season. But you also have Caden Becker, a true freshman who's not on campus yet, but he will be heading this way in June. So it sounds like a two-horse race, but Coach Bull said, you know, he's likely to not even put out a depth chart, and I wouldn't expect him to name a quarterback anytime soon. But Andrew Peasley, definitely a guy to look at, and Hank Gibbs.
You know, another guy that's on that list, though, Duke is a Snow College alumnus, and so I'm going to bring up Evan Svoboda because the guy is huge. He's wearing 17, and he looks like Josh Allen in a 17 jersey.
Yeah, thanks for bringing him up. There's so many darn quarterbacks. There's going to be six of them when the season starts. You forget about some, and I don't know how I'd forget about Evan. He's you're right, man. He already looks like Josh Allen today, and he's a sophomore. He's already 6'5", 240 pounds. He really looks the part. He's got a huge, huge arm, and to see him come out in 17, you're already like, wow. You know, and he looks so much like him. But even in the face, he looks like him. It's really bizarre. So that kid's going to get compared to Josh Allen from the day he steps on campus till the day he leaves. So we'll see if he can play like Josh Allen. I know the coaches are excited about his upside.
Speaking with Cody Tucker here this morning at 7220sports.com. Let's flip over to the defense, Cody, and what's Coach Ball been saying about his defense and some of the players that have stood out in the first couple of weeks?
Well, I tell you what, the defense is going to have to replace a lot of guys. And, you know, Chad Muma being number one, who, you know, obviously he has NFL scouts drooling as we speak. Easton Gibbs is making the move from the outside to the inside at middle linebacker. I don't think many people are too shocked by that revelation. But other than that, aside from Cole Godbout, there's really not many people back on that defense. So they lost a lot of guys to the transfer portal, lost a lot of guys to graduation, and, of course, Muma to the NFL draft. But, you know, they did bring in Ja'Cory Hawkins and Darren Harrell, a couple of cornerbacks that are from Power 5 schools, Harrell from Wisconsin and Hawkins from Ole Miss. They're going to come in and hopefully step right in for C.J. Colton and Azizi Hearn, who are no longer with the program. And really, the safeties yesterday, Isaac White, a guy who was really good late in the year last year, had an interception against Andrew Peasley, of all people, in Logan, Utah last year. He actually pulled his hamstring, so he's out. And then Air Force transfer T.J. Urban unfortunately tore his left ACL on the first day of practice. So they're really getting to see some youth at safety now, and, you know, now I guess if you're going to get hurt, it's the best time to do it so they can, you know, get to see some other guys. But Coach keeps talking about these defensive ends, which is kind of shocking because that is a group where, you know, the casual fan won't know one name in that room. So a lot of youth, a lot of young kids, but I've been told and talked to him yesterday, Sebastian Harsh, kid out of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. He's a guy everybody's excited about, and I've heard his name pop up a bunch this year. So hopefully he's an impactful pass rusher because, boy, the Cowboys sure need it.
You know, Cody, there's two positions I'm the most excited for this upcoming season, and they're both considered strengths. One is the running back position. I'm excited to see Titus Swain and McNeely. When McNeely came in, I thought he ran like a rampaging beast. I loved his style. But you've also got some other guys – DJ, kind of a scat back, and some other guys going to be. And then the other position was tight end, which Coach Bull has talked to you about being a strength. Can you talk about those two positions for us?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could believe him, Dahl. I hear about this tight end stuff every single offseason, and we've yet to see it. And to me, with the struggles of the accuracy the last couple of years out of the quarterbacks, I mean, what better than to throw it to a huge, fast guy who's, 8 to 10 yards away from you? So, you know, I know he's excited about the tight ends. Trayton Welch is a really good player. Parker Christensen, the Sheridan product, of course, he was one of the most underutilized offensive weapons, I thought, last year for the Cowboys. He is very athletic, and I think they need to really focus on getting the ball in his hands. And, you know, as far as the running back room goes, you know, let's just be real. Coach was not thrilled with Titus when, Titus, he opted out of the 2020 season. You know, I don't think it's any secret that Coach Ball wasn't a huge fan of the guys who opted out. And Titus kind of, you know, was one of those guys you could never get a good word out of Ball about him. His best way of being complimentary to Titus was not saying a word. And that has changed drastically this year. And he talks about Titus in every single press conference. And you know, seeing Titus with my own eyes, the guy looks absolutely incredible. He looks like an NFL running back right now. You obviously saw it on display last year. He averaged 5.9 yards per carry, and he thinks it can be even better this year. So, but I am really excited about DQ James. I think, you know, he's only 5'7", 207 pounds, but he gets lost behind that big line, which averages well over 300 pounds per. So really excited about DQ James. Unfortunately, Dwayne McNeely has a hip injury, so he is not able to really go this spring. But that's opening the door for another guy like Jordan Vaughn, a redshirt freshman from the Houston area, who's 6'2", 220 pounds, and is being compared to Derrick Henry the way he runs. So the Cowboys have no problems at the running back spot, that's for sure. And I think the tight ends are really good as well. And didn't even mention Jackson Markoff, so really good players. Those two positions, of all positions, I think are going to be okay.
It's Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, thank you for your time. What, 4.5 months away from opening day? So it's coming up.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, who's counting?
Well, Cody, again, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up again.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.